All right, today I want to share a message entitled Open Doors, God's Call to Serve. Open Doors, which is God's call to serve. Everybody familiar with trying to get doors to open for your life, right? A door to open for your job, career, house, ministry. You need a door to open to prepare your, to give you access to what God has for you. People should be familiar with closed doors too, right? When the door shuts on you, you know something's wrong, all right? So today I want to, we finished our series last week on the economy series, which great series, 6 messages. Re-listen to those. I just encourage you, re-listen to them. A lot of good information in terms of living your life, finishing your year, having a very strong spiritual economy. What I want to intimate today is that God is accessible. Can you say God is accessible? All right, so he's not trying to keep the kingdom from us. He's trying to guide us to his kingdom, okay? One of the ways he guides us to his kingdom is by closing doors that redirect us, okay? So if he's leading us, there's some parents here who have kids when they're little and their corners on tables and things like that, we guide them in the right direction by blocking things that could hurt them, right? So God blocks things to protect us. So what I want you to understand is that closed doors is not God's rejection of blessing you. It is God's way of leading and guiding you to the right person, job, ministry, church, whatever it is you're trying to get to. Are you tracking? So what I want you to understand, though, is that when he does that, it does delay us a little bit because we got to redirect our course, right? But it doesn't mean God is not going to let you in. And so I want you to focus on the fact that you have these open doors in front of you. Like a mouse in a maze. How many of you ever seen the mouse in the maze? Or you've played that game with the ball that goes through. And one way you know to change or redirect the ball is because you hit a dead end, right? You hit a wall. Or you're doing the game where you with the pencil and you're trying to go through the maze and you, oh, can't go that way. Let me go back. Or how about Pac-Man? Pac-Man, that was, you know, you're going around and you realize that you're looking for openings. That's the point, right? If you're going to get somewhere, you have to look for openings. So don't get so encumbered or enamored with the doors that are closing. If you focus too much on the rejection, you can't focus on the openings. Are you with me so far? It's the open doors that place us into our destiny. It's the open doors that place us in our destiny. It's the
open doors,
all right, that place us in our destiny. So I'm not going to gripe. I'm not going to spend all day talking about what closed. I'm going to spend time looking for what is. What do you do when you drive by a restaurant and it's closed? That's what you do. You drive by it, right? It's the open doors that put us where we need to be. Now, what we need now, so let's say that we got a good economy. We listened to Pastor Cherry's 6 sermons, and they were great, phenomenal. I'm real stoked. I'm filled on the word. But now I need an open door to be able to share what I've learned, right? Listen, so when God blesses you or when he gives you a benefit of life, when he gives you a benefit of life, what should you do? You should be a blessing to others. So God has to give you open doors even to share his blessing. So if I finish my year in the black, my books are strong, my accounting is good, we got a profit, God then needs to give me an open door to be able to share what I have. Amen. Got it? Nobody opens a business and doesn't distribute product. Amen. Why open? So we could just keep it in inventory? What good does that mean? What do we say? Move the product. Amen. Amen. Sell it so that we can keep a cycle of blessing coming. Ah. So when we see the open doors, it's God's way of getting us to be able to use what he's given us so he can give us more and the cycle continues. Are you tracking? Amen. So open door means, yes, God wants you to serve him. Watch this. In that area. This room has 1, 2, 3, 4 doors. 5, actually, double door. Each one of those doors lead to different areas. Right? If you want to go to the stairwell, fire exit, you go out that way. If you want to go in the closet, you go into that one. If you want to go in the kitchen, you go through that one. If you want to go to the lobby, you go through that one. So isn't it important to know which door? Amen. 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 All right, right. So you have to know where you're going, right? Otherwise, any door will do. And then you're pretty confused and paralyzed. Are you with me? Amen. So let's pursue a text that I found that is going to help you understand this a little better. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Says, I have known. Can you guys read it with me? How about you guys read it with me, all right? Let's try it together. I have known thy works. Lo, I have set before thee a door opened, and no one is able to shut it, because thou hast a little power and didst keep my word and didst not deny my name. That's the Young's literal translation. So it's a little closer to King James, New American Standard Bible there. All right, so he says, I have known your works, and I have set before you, what kind of door? An open door. And no one can, because when God opens it for you, it's the real deal. It's a good thing, right? But notice, he does that because you have a little power. You did keep my word and didn't deny my name. All right, you there? So let's look at point number one. What are you doing? Can you say that? What are you doing? What are you doing? The first part of the text said what? I know your works. All right? I know your works. Well, what are you doing? People often say, I don't know what my purpose or calling is, but they aren't doing anything spiritual to instigate the revelation. The Bible said, I know your works. And out of knowing your works, I've set an open door before you. Get it? I know your works. Well, what are you doing? It seems to suggest that the door opens based on what you're doing. If you aren't doing anything, don't expect any. You with me? So, the first point is God knows. When you start talking about open doors, you have to understand that God is omniscient. He knows what doors to open for you. So please stop arguing with God that you know what door is best for you. You don't know, you don't even, He says, I'm basing this on knowing your track record. I know your works. I know you go to work for 2 weeks and quit. So I'm not going to give you this job you're asking for. I'm going to give you this $8 an hour job. I don't even know if that's minimum wage anymore, but whatever, $10. I'm going to give you this because I still need to train you the importance of going to work every day. Amen. I know your works. Amen. And God opens doors based on his omniscience. He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen 6 months from now. So he's going to give you this door based on 6 months future. Amen. Can anybody in here tell the future?
No.
All right, if you can, you need to go set you up a shop somewhere and sell it. But you don't know your future, so we're trusting God's knowledge to be able to give us insight. Watch this then. Actions open doors. So doors open based on our action. If I'm at home doing nothing, no doors open. If I'm doing something with my life, expect a door to open. What's the beauty of this door? That if God opens it, nobody can shut it.
Amen.
What things have you been working on? What are you working on? Nothing? What are you working on? Right now, what are you working on? You want to get a degree? You want to go to college? Well, what are you working on? Have you filled out the papers to see what college is available? Have you done applications? Well, I want an A. Did you do your homework? Again, action precedes result. You want this? Then work for it. Did you study? You want an A? Study then. Can't party all night. You want a new house? Then get a job that you can afford a $3,000 mortgage. Or if not, then you settle for the bachelor. The one-room apartments with apartment. You settle for whatever it is you worked for.
Amen.
That's all. You only put forth a one-bedroom effort. Action opens doors. Say that. Action opens doors. If you want God to open something for you, do something. It doesn't have to be right. I'm just get busy doing something and it will morph into. Listen, you will not keep doing something you don't like.
Amen.
So if you don't like it, you're going to change it. And God will not open the door until you realize, oh, I really like this.
Amen.
And then he'll say, oh, okay, you have a niche for that. You have the gifting for that. So he says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up door number one. And I'm going to give you, what is he saying? I'm going to give you an opportunity to use what I gave you on a different platform.
Amen.
How many of you watch Let's Make a Deal? Door number one, door number two, door number three. Yeah. See, what you don't want in life is a bunch of doors.
Amen.
The Bible said he gives us an open door. You want the right door. And out of the three, isn't there only one in there that has the boat or the house or the car? It's only one. What you want is the right door. Somebody say the right door.
The right door.
Somebody say, God, give me the right door.
Give me the right door.
Well, in order to get the right door, you got to be doing the right actions.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, you can't be living wrong and expect God's right door to open. Oh, that's all right. Pew, pew, high-flying airplanes. You cannot do the wrong things in life and expect the right door to open. But if you put forth your best right effort, and oh, my God, you're not perfect, but you're trying, you'll get a door that reflects your effort.
Amen.
I dare you to try them. I dare you to try to study all week and see what happens. I dare you to try to complete your task instead of complaining about your boss all week and what you ain't gonna do. Tell God what you are willing to do. Do that and see what kind of door he opens up for you at the end of that quarter. I dare you to try it. I dare you to try it. Test God and see if he won't open up the windows of heaven try and say, I want to be a public speaker. Well, try. Well, because you want to go up and get $10,000 every speaking session from the start. No, you got to earn a thank you card first. I spoke and all I got was a thank you card. Yes, been there, done that. I've spoken and didn't get Nathan. I didn't get a card. They just said, thank you for coming. I had to spend my own money. But what does it do? It puts in work for me so that somebody who can pay me saw me where I didn't get paid, and they call me and invite me, and I get my first $100 for speaking somewhere. Action opens doors. Somebody say it. Action opens doors. If you can relate to that, you will see things start open up. How many of you ever said, boy, if things just open up for me? I'm trying to show you how if you've been performing the right actions, then the right door will open. Let me go on. All right. What are you doing? That was the first one. The second one is, what are you seeing? Can you say that? What are you seeing? Try it again. What are you seeing? First one is, what are you doing? Doing relates to actions opening the door. Second thing is, what are you seeing? So the Bible said, I know your works. Then it said, look, behold, a door opened. That's the way it's constructed in the Greek. It is, I know your works. I know what you're doing. Then he says, look, behold. In other words, the door that's open, you've got to the door is open, but you've got to. What are you seeing? If all you're seeing is closed doors, then you're looking in the wrong. I'm telling you, I'm guaranteeing you that if you're doing the right thing for God, there is an open door somewhere. Find it. Here's what the text says. Let me. Look, behold, there's a door somewhere. So not only what are you doing, but what are you seeing? What are you working on? And then what are you seeing from it? I base my life based on, listen, if I do something for 5 months and I don't see a result from it, I'm going to stop doing that. But whatever, listen to me carefully. Whatever keeps yielding open doors to me, it is God's way of saying, keep doing it. Amen. I could leave right now, benediction, that's it. If what you're doing is not producing new opportunities or new avenues or new areas or new development or new progressions, then that should not be continued. Now, it could be that an open door 10 years ago led you to that. And that's fine. But you might be at the end of those 10 years and God says, no more of that. Which means every time you try to keep it going another year, doors keep closing. Are you? Okay. So if the doors keep closing, if you've applied for the cooking job over and over again, you used to be chef, but ain't nobody calling you. You've been applying for that for 2 years. Stop applying for the cooking jobs. Ask God, go back and say, God, I'm not getting any open doors here, and I'm losing valuable time. 2 years is lost of applying, waiting for a breakthrough. No, the Bible says, look for the open door. Don't keep filling out resumes looking for the shut door. You know, well, why aren't they? I don't know why they're not. The God is not opening it. Don't you know that God could have, out of 2 years, given you a job in 30 seconds? He's shutting the doors for a reason. So look, behold, that means be aware, keep your eyes open. Somebody said, keep your eyes open. The Bible said, look, behold, I have placed a door in front, no, door opened in front of you. So it's usually in proximity and you don't have to look very far. Here's what we're looking for. You're not looking for a literal door. You're looking for opportunity. Somebody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
It comes in the form of a memo. It comes in the form of a notice on the wall as you're walking by. Did you see that they are promoting anybody who's been here for 1 year? You qualify for that. Nobody told you. They didn't announce it. It wasn't on a commercial, but you have to see it walking to the bathroom. Did you see it? It's not a door. It's an opportunity. Somebody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
It's right in front of you. The opportunity is right in front of you. It's an opportunity. And believe me, the opportunity is related to your ability for God to use what he gave you to witness to other people. Don't miss it because you're complaining. Every time you walk past the sign, you're grumbling. I got to go to the bathroom. Man, piss me off again. And so you're mad and you keep missing the sign, the opportunity that says we are promoting internally anyone who's been here for 1 year or more. God is saying the opportunity may be right in front of you, but you got to sometimes look for the. Okay. Where are you going? All right. So what are you doing? What are you seeing? Where are you going? Okay. Because you got to know. Look, walk through the wrong door and you're going to be in trouble. Walk through the wrong door, you're going to be in trouble. Walk through the wrong door, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah, you don't want to walk through the wrong. So you have to know where you are, right? I know not to go through this door. When I leave here, I know not. I'm not going to. I know I can't get out nowhere. That's just storage. That's four walls waiting on me. I don't know where I'm going. Do you understand what I'm saying? So an open, listen to this. Listen, an open door means movement. Never walk into a door that encloses you. Oh, you missed it. Why walk into the closet? Who walks into the closet every day and stays there? No, you walk in there for a few minutes, get what you need to get, and but the open door God is trying to give you is an open door that leads to more room.
Amen, amen, amen.
So don't accept something as from God as an open door if it gives you greater limitations. Oh, God. If you aren't going anywhere, you will settle for a four-cornered wall. But if you're going somewhere, you'll be like, all right, well, this door is open, but tell me about the salary. Tell me about the benefits. Tell me about the schedule. Tell me about the ceiling. Is there room for me to grow? Can I go higher than this? Is there something else? Because I may not take the job if this is going to cap me out. Are you understanding? So, open doors mean movement. If you aren't moving, then you aren't seeing. And if you aren't seeing, you aren't going. So, do you need to see to be able to sit down in your chair? Not really. You could close your eyes right now, and the chair and the seating would be just fine, right? Right? You don't have to see to be able to sit there. But you need to see if you walk, if I say get up and walk around this room, you need to be able, you're going to open your eyes at some point, right? But if you sit down and just close your eyes, you can sit here for the duration of the service and never open your eyes. Because most of the service is based on audible. You need ears more than you need your eyes. But I, you know, I do a little dance, give a little antics just to kind of keep you interested at least. But you could sit there and close your eyes. I'm telling you, seeing has to do with movement. If you're driving a car, you need to be able to, right? But if you sleep at night, do you need to see? No, close your eyes. My point is, doing nothing, you can close your eyes. Doing something, you need to be able to see. Tracking? People who aren't going anywhere aren't going for one of two reasons. You can't go anywhere if the door is shut. So people aren't going anywhere for two reasons. Your life is not moving because, one, you keep walking into shut doors. Or you aren't going anywhere because the door is open, but you're afraid to go through it. One, you're stuck because the door is shut. You can't go past it. And if that's the case, Ben, I'm even more intrigued to find a way out. Amen. I'm looking for an open door. I got to get out of this. I don't like to be trapped. All right? All right, so there's an open door. That open door is God's call to serve. So when that door is open, it's God saying, come through here. I want you to do something in here. Do you understand that? The door opens because God is saying, I want you to come through here. The door opens because that's a new opportunity. Say new opportunity.
New opportunity.
It usually appears before you. It's somewhere close in proximity. Just look around you. You don't have, here's a good thing, Summer. Here's a good thing. You don't have to open it. It's already open. Do you get what I'm saying? Usually when God does something for you, it's you don't have to try to bust it open. You don't have to look for a key. You don't have to try to figure out what the code is. You don't have to, it's already open.
Amen.
Somebody knows the difference of applying for a credit card versus a pre-approved credit card. Yeah. You don't apply for the credit card often because you're afraid they're going to tell you no. But if they send you one that they're just giving it to you and they say no fixes, you automatically qualify for $1,000. What to do? You send it in. I told you, we don't go through open doors because we're afraid of what's on the other side. But if God gives it to us, we'll take it. Shut doors, I've already explained that. That's a closed door. It means the opportunity didn't go through. Shut door means opportunity didn't go through. Shut door. You try to get something done multiple times, multiple ways, to no avail. When you've tried it this way, and then you switched it to this, and you switched it to that, and you switched it to this, and it still doesn't open, shut door. When you have, listen, when you have every reason to qualify, you meet all the requirements, and the answer is still no, shut door. Say that again. You meet all the requirements, you qualify in every way, but the answer is still no, shut door. That means God says, yes, you should be able to get this, but it's not for you. You may argue, but these people need Jesus too. You know, you'll say, well, the Lord shuts the door. And you say, but Lord, you know, these people need you too. I want to witness to them. I want to take my gift to them. God says, I know your works. I know what kind of person you are, and I applaud you that you want to reach these people with Jesus. I appreciate that, but I got somebody else who's going to do it in this door.
Amen.
Right? Aren't there some areas where they say employees only? You can't go in there. Why? Because God don't want you to do nothing in there. All right, so how is God perceiving you? What are you doing? What are you seeing? Where are you going? How is God perceiving you? So doing, seeing, going, perceiving. Doing, seeing, going, perceiving. So how is God perceiving you? Just as we've been getting to know God, this is our theme for the year, our personal relationship with God, God has mastered knowing us. And his knowledge of us, out of that knowledge, he opens doors according to his need, his will being done as a priority. He's going to do what he wants to do with your life before he does what you want to do with your life. Jesus prayed in the garden and said, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Is there another way we can do this? Then he came to himself, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So when the door shuts, be able to recant, be able to roll it back and say, you know what? Not my will, but you know better. You know better. I didn't need that, Lord. So I'm not even going to be mad at you. I'm going to go to church anyway. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to have a cuss out and then start doing drugs and all that. No, I'm just going to relax. I'm relaxed because it's your will that's priority. Because he knows me. He knows what I do. You can't fake him. That's why when I used to go to sin, I used to be like, you ain't sneaking. You ain't sneaking sinning. The Lord is with you. He still got his angels on flank with, go with him. Go with Cherry. Go with him. Go. But he going to sin. So watch him. Watch him. Protect. Be able to snatch him when he need to be snatched. Oh, yes, and the Lord has snatched me when stuff was about to go down. Come on, time to go. Let's get on out of here. So he's perceiving you. So listen to this. What did he say? He said, the text said, I've set an open door before you opened because you are light in power. He says, I have known your works. Lo, I have set before you a door opened. No one is able to shut it because you have little power. You kept my word and you didn't deny me. So God said, I'm opening this door for three reasons. One, first reason is because you're light in strength. You're little in power. You're low on energy and you're low on influence. You don't have a voice. Bottom line, you can't open it yourself. I got to open it. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. That the things that God is calling you to do, you can't open it. The stuff that you can't open on your own, it is your own manipulation of your life. And usually it gets you in trouble. If it's easy enough for you to do by yourself without prayer, I question whether it's God. Oh, I've tried it because I'm smart. I'm a genius. I got a degree. I've been to business school. I know people, right? And I've done it. That used to be my slogan. Make it happen. That was my thing. And then I realized I was making some stuff happen that shouldn't have been happening. And I was wrong. There's some stuff that God says I'm going to do for you. And you have to wait for the door to open. I used to try to make all the doors open. You know, it's perfectionists and people who are bosses. Okay. A lot of them, I know. Yeah, I know. All right, I've been to therapy. Bosses who are used to getting things done take every situation the same. We take any impossible situation, and regardless of how it looks, we make it happen. The danger is God may not want it to happen. And it's hard for an effective, progressive boss to wait on God. I preached about that. So your light and power, you don't have this door, you can't open. You don't have the key for it. Are you understanding that? The second thing he says, I give it to you because no matter what has happened, you always kept my word. You keep reading. You keep trying to obey. I told you, as long as you do the action, God's going to open the door. It's not. He didn't say you're perfect. He said you keep it. If you keep my word, he says, the Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you say you love God, then you will keep his word. So keeping his word means he will open a door for you. If you don't have the power to open it, you don't have the influence. That's why some people who don't even have the degree for the job they have get the job. People live in houses, their FICO score wouldn't allow them. But because they were light in power and admitted it, Lord, I'm going in here. I don't even know how I'm going to get this, but I'm going to apply anyway. I'm going to go for this degree anyway. I'm going to set out. I'm going to open this business anyway. I'm leaping by faith, trusting in God, trusting in Jesus. I know I don't have the power, but I'm going to keep your word, trust you every day. And when you have the chance to deny him, you never did. Because, listen, to play the game in the corporate world, oh, baby, don't sleep. You can't walk in the meeting. How you doing today? Praise the Lord, in Jesus' name. You will be fired. You will be fired. HR will cite some religious policy that you can't mingle the two, and we respect your religion, but you can't do it here. This ain't Breath for Change. This is Apple Incorporated, okay? Act like you work for Apple, not for Jesus. And you have to learn how to live for Jesus in Apple without preaching or shouting or dancing. Well, how do you live for Jesus? Sharing love. Being kind. Somebody asked my mother, I took my mother to breakfast this week, and somebody was asking my mother, how does your mom stay? She's 92. How does she look so good? How is she so healthy? How does she do it? I said, being kind to people. Spend your life being nice to people, loving people. I guarantee you live long. You live longer. So when you have the chance to deny him, you don't. Now, you speak up for him. You take a stand for him. But my point is, let's say the door opens and they say to you, well, compromise your principles, compromise how you live. You have to not deny him. You have to say, I can't take that job. If the job requires you to lie, if you take it, you're denying him. Because anything the job asks you to do that's contrary to the word, you're saying, I'm denying him. I want to get paid. Okay? So, God loves it when you show him you trust him. And when you show him you trust him, that's when doors open. When you stay true to the word and live how you're supposed to live, God keeps doing what he's supposed to do. It's not that we're perfect. We're just trusting him through everything. That's all. I'm not perfect, but I'm going to put my best effort forward. Go out for the football team or the basketball team or whatever. You go out there and you put your best foot forward. One of the reasons I like watching great people play or do music or play basketball or act or be a business, run good businesses, is because they inspire me. I mean, it's just awesome to watch them naturally just freaking do what they do. And I just can't stand it. It's just amazing to me. It's like other people get up there and they try it and that was nice. But this right here, and the point is, when you see your life line up with the right doors, that's when your life begins to give glory to God, because your gifts work how they're supposed to. When Michael Jordan went to play baseball, it was not as efficacious as it was on the basketball court. It wasn't the same, right? He got out of his. Now, he could probably play, but you've got to understand that you have primary gifts and you have secondary gifts. You don't bank your life on your secondary gift. Bank your life on your primary gift, but benefit from your second. Y'all still trying to work on the first one, so don't introduce second, Pastor Jerry. Okay, so here's the conclusion then. See yourself planted before open doors. This is you. Come Monday, tomorrow, here's what I want you to see yourself. I want you to, when you walk out your front door, I want you to open that door, just stand there for a minute, and just see yourself about to go out in the world. And ask yourself, what are you doing? What are you saying? Where are you going? And how is God perceiving you? The door must be tested by the word of God. So if you see an open door, Lori, test it by the word of God. There's no doors God sending you where his word doesn't line up with it. Okay? Second, the door will be entered only after you've prayed. Don't enter any door until you've prayed about it. And after you prayed about it, you should have peace. Right? If you don't have peace about going in that door, don't go in there. The door will, the door that's open will usually challenge you one way or the other. So God is never going to open door and it's just the same thing. Well, then why open the door? Right? I like to go stay at a hotel room where they got another door, but it's not another bed, but it's like another part, like a suite, like couch and kitchen. And so if you open the door, let it be something else. You get what I'm saying? Don't open the door and let it be the same thing. If you get a new man or a new woman, if God opened the door for you, it shouldn't be the same what you already had. If it's what you already had, you don't need a new door. The new door should be... The door is God's way, not yours, so don't expect it to be exactly as you desired. Remember I told you the door is God's door, it's not yours. So when you walk through it and say, this ain't what I was looking for. Well, sometimes the walls aren't blue, they're pink. Live with it. Later on, he might let you paint it. But does the door accomplish what you are there to do? Yes, it does. Always, always, the door open is God's way of calling you to service. So what are you doing? What are you seeing? Where are you? And how is God perceiving you? All right? I'm PC. That's all I got.